from CBS News Bay Area. This is the Morning Edition.
Yes, it's a Monday. We're so glad you're here. It's June 17th.
Nice to have you with us. Let's get the week started.
There was a small, very small, like looked like a grass fire just right next to the road across the street in our horse pasture. And it went very, very fast.
Fire season and families out of their home in the North Bay.
Yeah, it's been really smoky. You could smell it really bad. Like it's right down the street. And it's been kind of hard to breathe.
Up to the minute news from the fire line, also with an eye to air quality and heat warning.
We have no troubles here.
No troubles here, only dazzling moments. The Tony Awards on CBS honored the best of Broadway. Meet one of the biggest winners of the night, getting to Broadway from the Bay.
What are you going to do with that diploma?
Add it to the others I have in the basement.
Stacking up another win for a special Stanford graduate. We celebrate the class of 2024 and highlight a student star 80 years in the making.
Because she can, we can as well. And that's the great message of all graduation ceremonies and commencements. They just let us know if we work hard, we can do anything. Beautiful.
Oh, and at 105 years young.
Yeah.
That is impressive. Kudos to her. Can't wait to share that. I'm Gianna Franco. Thank you for joining us on this Monday morning. There is a lot to get to. I know a lot of people concerned about the wildfires burning in our state, up and down California right now. These are the two fires we are monitoring this morning. First, in Sonoma County, the Point Fire scorched more than 1,000 acres, tearing through buildings and triggering an evacuation order. And in Southern California, the Post Fire has forced thousands from their homes. It's LA County's first big fire of the year.
Sonoma County area have already been evacuated because of that Point Fire. We understand crews worked hard all through the night doing battle with the flames. Sean Chitness is live right now in Cloverdale. Sean, last time we talked to you, you were over in Healdsburg where there are school closures. What's the latest? We understand you're getting an update there in Cloverdale.
Good morning. Yeah, and we can notice quite the difference just in the move that we made over the past hour here in Healdsburg. We could smell the smoke. You could see the haze in the sky here, much more clear. And we have really moved north from that beyond where the fire was on the southeastern edge of Lake Sonoma. So this location in Cloverdale, the Cloverdale Citrus Fairgrounds, is where there is a briefing that is happening right now as the night crew comes over and the morning crew comes in to continue that response to the fire. And so that's why we are surrounded by crews from CAL FIRE that are in this position, waiting for instructions on how they will begin another day of responding to the Point Fire. As we've been mentioning, we know that more than 1,000 acres have burned. The containment has improved to 20% this morning. And so that is one good thing to hear, as we know the response is going to require a lot of crews here that are coming in and out of this location. As of yesterday, we know that there were several fire engines that were there, also several dozers, and even three helicopters that were involved in the response to this fire. We did get the chance to hear from a woman who says that she believes the fire may have started from across her property. Here's what she had to say.
Well, guests came down for a trail ride and they were driving up the road. They said, you know, you got a little fire across the street. And we have a horse pasture over there that we rent from the neighbor across the street. And so, of course, I went running up there and looked, and there was a small, very small, like looked like a grass fire just right next to the road across the street in our horse pasture. And so, of course, I ran down. I said, we better get the horses. There's a fire across the street. So we ran up and it went very, very fast.
As of early this morning, the fire was still under investigation for a cause, and we do know that there was an impact in several different ways. We've been talking about the evacuations. We know that some buildings have burned over in Healdsburg. They had canceled all summer classes for Healdsburg Unified. And so as that briefing is happening right now, that is primarily to update the crews on what they should expect today. We're also looking to get an update from CAL FIRE on what they can share with us, and we will bring that to you later in this hour. Reed and Gianna, back to you.
All right, Sean, thanks so much for moving around in your hustle this morning. And just another reiteration, a heads up, Healdsburg Unified Schools are canceled because of the fire. We're watching that air quality this morning. You'll be breathing smoke no matter where you are from the Point Fire in Sonoma County today. And you can see that when we take that shot from the top of the mountains, it's murky here. So, gee, you can only imagine what it looks like in Napa and Marin counties. So it's also a red flag warning. So First Alert meteorologist Jessica Birch with more as we have that spare the air alert right now. Jess.
It's fire season in full force when you notice Spare the Air Alert Days, on top of the fact that we have that red flag warning issued by the National Weather Service. So let's dive first into our current air quality throughout the Bay Area, where we're starting to see those pockets of unhealthy to very unhealthy conditions really light up our map. And we're going to continue to keep a close eye on this as we head into the next couple hours. And here's the reason why. Winds right now are still relatively light, but they are getting gustier as we head into the next few hours near Napa and Fairfield, close to around 30 mile per hour wind gusts expected at that point. Notice Bodega Bay getting up to around 30 to 40 mile per hour winds into the afternoon and evening hours tonight, as many of us are dealing with those winds moving in from the north. Not only are we talking about the winds, though, when it comes to the red flag warning, some things and some ingredients that the National Weather Service keeps in mind to issue a red flag warning has to do with relative humidity, too. Well, right now we're sitting close to around 50% up in the North Bay. Watch what happens just by lunchtime, down to around 10% on average in areas like Napa, all the way over into Vacaville and Fairfield. If you think that's dry, watch what happens into the 5 o'clock hour. Now we're down to around 5% relative humidity in regions like Solano County, all the way up into Napa and Sonoma. So that is a very, very important thing to keep in mind for all the boots out there on the grounds currently fighting the fires. And it's not even the first day of summer just yet. I mean, okay, yes, it's right around the corner. It's this Thursday, fun fact, but we're already starting to notice those summer-like conditions here in the Bay. Now we have daytime highs today sitting in the 70s along the peninsula, 80s actually down into Redwood City. We continue to head down south from 101 down into San Jose, and we have more 80s this afternoon. A similar trend off into the East Bay. We'll have more on your forecast coming up in a bit. For now, over to you, G.
Jess, thank you, and we are going to keep an eye on the North Bay as well. If you're taking 101, all lanes are open on the freeways, but some of these closures aren't too far from there, and you might see some, or at least smell that smoke as you travel in and around there. But closures near there where the fire is burning, Dry Creek Road, both directions from Lambert and Yoakum Bridge, also on Dry Creek between Westside Road and Everett Ranch Road. And if you're taking that area near Stewart's Point, Skag Springs Road, both directions between Rock Pile and Old Skag Springs Road, completely shut down. So try to avoid that area if you can. A lot of firefighters doing their job through there, so just give them the space that they need to do their work. Westbound 80 busy heading towards the Bay Bridge this morning, and that is backed up already with those metering lights on. Now back to our fire watch coverage this morning. Sacramento firefighters, well, they have their hands full. They're battling the fast-moving Excelsior Fire in eastern Sacramento County. So far, the fire has scorched nearly 900 acres, and crews are still working to draw containment lines using bulldozers. Authorities say the large vegetation fire broke out just before noon Sunday west of Slough House and near Excelsior and Jackson Roads. Several outbuildings have already been destroyed, and as of late last night, an evacuation order is still in effect for the multiple residents that live in this area. Firefighters have been attacking the flames on the ground, and you can see the helicopter there from the air as well. And thankfully, they were able to protect evacuated homes and livestock.
When we first arrived, we had a significant column that was very limited on visibility, so our crews are driving through smoke. We obviously have to take a lot of precaution with something like that. Small spark can cause a major fire. We need our community to be diligent and prevent these kinds of tragedies.
The cause of the fire is still under investigation. No injuries have been reported. Meantime, south of there in Los Angeles County, fire crews still trying to get a grip on the post-fire near the town of Gorman. The latest numbers from CAL FIRE show it's grown to over 14,600 acres. This is right along I-5. Over 300 firefighters working to get to containment, up to 8% now, and more than 1,200 people have been evacuated at both Hungry Valley and near Pyramid Lake. Now, this fire started at around 1:45 p.m. on Saturday near the Grapevine. Stay up to date with everything related to the Point Fire up in Sonoma County and the other fires burning in California on our website at kpix.com and the CBS News app.
Well, the U.S. Surgeon General warning this morning, the hazard of social media for children require your urgent action. So listen up, parents. We know your kids are likely on social media a lot this summer. The Surgeon General wants Congress to put a warning label, like it's done for cigarettes and alcohol, on those social media sites. In fact, Dr. Vivek Murthy is citing several studies linking heavy use of social media apps with depression among our teenagers. In fact, he said in an op-ed in the New York Times today, quote, "We're in the middle of a youth mental health crisis." Let's jump the map to international news now. More turmoil in the Israeli government. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu dissolved his entire war cabinet. It was a three-member body that had been making key decisions about the war in Gaza. This follows the first in that cabinet to call it quits, centrist Benny Gantz, who last week, frustrated with Netanyahu's handling of the war, walked. This happens as Israel's military says it will begin a daily tactical pause in the fighting. They're going to do that to allow humanitarian and other aid into southern Gaza, but they say their operation in Rafah to beat back Hamas will continue. Coming home now, the conversation continues. Hundreds of students walked out of Stanford's weekend commencement ceremony in protest of Stanford's response to pro-Palestinian protests on campus. They say they're calling out the university's inaction regarding student demands for divestment. Well, San Francisco Mayor London Breed and four challengers will share the debate stage again tonight. It's happening at the UC College of Law in San Francisco. Admission is free to the public. Advance registration required on the San Francisco Democratic Party's website to listen to their conversation. That debate starts at 7:30. It'll be streamed live on the party's Facebook page.